Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put hundreds of millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
How's that for a way to end your Sunday night? Welcome into this post-game edition of the Rebel Report podcast. My name is Michael Borky. I'm so glad that you are here. Ole Miss walks off Arizona State in extras. I mean, this whole regional, you had weather delays, extra innings, late night slash early mornings. It had to come back and finish one inning earlier today. And then, of course, the next game goes into extras. Dom Decker walks off Arizona State, sacrifice fly to win it, and Ole Miss goes on to the Super Regionals. You now are big fans of Milwaukee. Go get some cheese or something, because you very well could have Super Regionals in Oxford, depending on what happens over on the Plains, I guess tomorrow, right? That will be tomorrow. So glad you guys are here. Welcome in. We are here to talk about that. Now, Dom Decker, the hero in the 11th inning, but really who did it for Ole Miss was a pair of pitchers, most notably Will Libert. We'll get to all that here coming up in just a little bit. Don't forget to subscribe if you have not already. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, notification bell, all that good stuff. Also, wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe. And leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear anyway. I would really appreciate that. This edition of the show is brought to you by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden right there in Saltillo, Mississippi, just outside of Tupelo. They've got John Deere, everything there, 0%, except for the Gators, and those are 1.9%. 0% on zero-turn mowers for 36 months, 0% on 5-series tractors for 86 months, 0% for compact tractors for 72 months, 0% on commercial mowers for 36 months. Also, if you're doing a home improvement project, a yard project, anything involving your land or your property, they've got it all under one roof. Great clothes selection as well. The boots are awesome. Cheapest beer in town. Go check them out, Scruggs in Saltillo, and tell them that it was me that sent you there. Dom Decker, the hero. Will Libert, the real hero. Dom Decker, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, that clutch, awesome stuff. Great at bat, especially falling down 0-2 in the count and lifting one out to center. Awesome stuff. Will Libert's the hero today. Kate Townsend didn't have his best, but, you know, it wasn't all on Townsend, to be honest with you. Ole Miss was so sloppy early in this game. You had the error in right. You had Decker, although he was out, and that's another part of the problem, is there's mismanagement of challenges from Ole Miss. You had a runner picked off. You gave up a run on a pass ball. Just really sloppy stuff from Ole Miss in this game. So it didn't allow Townsend to extend the way that he could have. Again, he didn't have his best stuff, but he didn't get any help around him either. And then in comes Will Libert, a guy that when they signed him, they obviously signed him to be a weekend starter. He started the season as a weekend starter, and it just didn't work out. He has not been at all anything close to what the expectations for him were this season. And yet, postseason baseball like this requires guys that are not typically relied on a week-in, week-out basis in spots like this to go get meaningful outs. You saw that from Arizona State today. A guy with an 11 ERA was exceptional there for a while. I mean, the broadcasters are kind of laughing about how good he was performing, because, I mean, that's not at all the guy that you thought would be able to do what he did. Same thing with Libert. I mean, he has pitched in high leverage situations this season at times, but it has not gone well. He's been a bust most of the season, and then he came in and just completely settled this game down. No hits on three complete.
did walk one, but it doesn't matter. No hits on three complete. And then Robertson as well, one hit and his two complete. Each of them struck out two. Those guys are what won the game for Ole Miss. They were sloppy at the plate tonight against a bunch of off arms by and large for Arizona State. But again, you get the walk off on their best bullpen arm. Maybe him having his third appearance in the regional may have impacted that some. I don't know, but you do that against their best bullpen arm. That's really good. But those two guys are the heroes for Ole Miss, and those two guys, especially after the performance that Rabe gave them in game two, Ole Miss pitched their way really to a super regional. They did a good job chasing Carlone in game one, but they really needed quality pitching performances, and they got them from Rabe, a guy that you expect to get them from. But then Will Lippert just settles the game down and delivers empty inning after empty inning, and he's the reason that Ole Miss is going to the Super Regional. Without that performance, they're done for. They're absolutely done for. And I think Carlone would have pitched tomorrow, and I don't know if Ole Miss would have won the game tomorrow. So outstanding stuff from those two guys in particular. And now Ole Miss is off to a Super Regional. So really incredible stuff. At the plate, you know, Decker had the sack that the sack fly that was the game winner. Bissetta had the big home run. Did make a couple of mistakes, did Bissetta, but he did have the big home run early, straight out to dead center. Not a banner day for Ole Miss at the plate. Just seven hits. They struck out 13 times tonight, but again, they pitched it so well they were able to overcome that. It was really, I mean, not a good game from a mistake perspective. And then at the plate, but man, what a great performance. And now Ole Miss has a shot. They have a shot to make it to Omaha. I would put the 1-2 punch of Elliott and Rabe up against most anybody. I mean, those guys, and I mean, even tonight, again, he didn't have his best stuff, but it's not totally his fault in Townsend. Those three guys give you a chance against anybody. So if Auburn's able to come back and pull this off or not, you got a shot here. You really do. So outstanding weekend. Had to navigate a lot of stuff, some weather adversity, if you will. And they battled. Really impressive regional win for Ole Miss. I know we said going into it that they were the best team in the regional, and this is one that, you know, they should win because I thought they were the most talented team, but they still had to go do it. And when they do it, it is very impressive. So awesome stuff. We'll get to your comments after I tell you about Logan Smith and Shelter Insurance. 601-823-3500. 601-823-3500 for auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Logan Smith will take care of you anywhere in Mississippi. Again, auto, home, life, or business insurance. Give them a call. Even if you have that, give them a call. It's worth 5 minutes, right? You'll get a great rate and you know you'll get great service. 601-823-3500. Also, Priority One Bank, to make you their priority every day. Great online banking. 16 locations in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. Also, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. That is the website. If you need office technology for your Mississippi business, go there. Tell them it was me that sent you there. All right. I'm just going to read comments here for a little bit because the chat is just hilarious right now. Will Lippert is my goat. a lot of just HYDRs and hottie totties, of course, in the chat. Decker being the one to advance the Rebels this year is so funny. I mean, that's just life in the portal era, right? If you can't beat them, make them join you and then beat them with them. You know what I mean? Hell yes, I can do 10. I couldn't do 14. I hear you. Townsend was off again. Didn't matter, though. Certainly could have gotten help. All cheer for Milwaukee tomorrow. Yeah. One Auburn loss away from hosting Milwaukee in a super. What an absolute dream scenario that would be. Crazy regional all around. Yeah. I mean, the only guy that this Ole Miss offense really hit was Carlone. I know that's a little hyperbolic, but the best guy they faced was the guy that they tattooed. It's interesting. The season can officially be considered a success. They needed to be back in a super. Agreed completely, regardless of the result next weekend. The discussion around job, that's not a discussion anymore. That's done. How about Pano at short? The bat wasn't amazing this regional, but he played a great shortstop. Yeah, we talked about that Friday night. We talked about that Friday night because somebody was like, you know, Pano was awful today. Defensively, he wasn't. And then same thing here. He has just been smooth. Saved a run with that diving catch early in the game. Ole Miss loses without that right there. And then a couple of other plays moving to his right, thrown across his body. Just beautiful stuff from the Ole Miss shortstop. Auburn Ole Miss would be fun. Yes, it would. Are the Rebs hot? Yes, they are. I mean, they are. They just won a regional without losing a game, of course. But I think people overdo the don't let the Rebs get hot thing. I think it's overdone. That's just my opinion. Don't say it after like regular season wins and stuff. I don't know. It was a very special thing, a very cool thing. And when you just throw it on top of a regular season win, you're diminishing. Anyway, that's just my opinion. I think too much. That is my problem. Will Liberty pitched in a big situation and came through. Imagine saying that a month ago. I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. I did not have confidence in the game ending the way it did. I really did not think that after five, Arizona State was not going to score another run. I did not think that in five more innings, Arizona State was not going to score, regardless if their best player was available or not. Doesn't matter. I did not think that that was going to happen. Defense showed up in huge spots tonight. After some early struggles, they certainly did. Middle infield was really good tonight. Arizona State is tough. Yeah, they were good. They're a good baseball team. They lacked some arms, for sure. But no, they were good, man. Solid. Really good in the field. It's a good ball club. I don't know how they ended up being a three, because they looked a lot better than a three. Doesn't matter now, though, does it? Pano had an unbelievable night at short. Yes, he did. He went from unplayable not too terribly long ago to that. Good stuff. Great game. Go get the championship. Gosh, imagine if Milwaukee wins. That would be something. They were, what, 5-23 to start the season? Something crazy like that. Robertson as well would have just stayed with Libert. Man, it was hard to watch Topher Jones bat. And, you know, Romine, how about him coming through? How about that? Yeah, him too with the single. Auburn's regional looking very similar to Ole Miss last year. Unrelated to baseball, how about the high school recruiting over the weekend? Yeah, 3-4 stars for Pete Golding. Good stuff there. Defensive lineman, linebacker, and wide receiver. We'll talk about that on Tuesday, I think, because we can't ignore that. This is for baseball, but we can't ignore. So they are already, it's still May technically, they are already one 4-star away from matching their total from the 2025 class or 2024 class. Yeah, no, the 2025 class that was ranked 16th in the country. They're one 4-star away from matching that number. So a really good class setting up. Survived a subpar game from the offense. Was surprised in general. It was so low scoring. Me too. Let's be honest, Bianco and Menger managed the pitching staff perfectly. Yeah, and I thought they did it in the one inning today as well. I didn't mind at all not going to Calhoun right away. I didn't mind that because you were up three. Try to get out of it without having to throw him, but the second you feel like it's squirrely, boom, go to him and then end the game, and they did. So I like the way that was managed as well, to be honest with you. Cardiac Rebs, Arizona State should not have been a three seed. It's a big regional for Bianco. He needed that badly. Yes, he did. That bat flip was huge. And here's the thing about that, because there's been a lot of discourse about, well, you can't toss a guy there. You can't toss a guy there. Man, you can't apply, in my opinion, you can't apply rules based on who the player is and what the game is. Is it a rule? Then it's a rule in the fourth quarter, and it's a rule in the first quarter. It's a rule in the Super Bowl, and it's a rule in week one. You know what I mean? I don't think so. How can you do that there? Well, because you would have done it in February. You can't strike out and throw your bat up in the air at any level of baseball. Everybody knows that. You can't do that. And so it's unfortunate that, I mean, he may have changed the dynamic of this game. He's an elite level, elite player, but you can't do that crap. And you know that. And I'm sorry. You can't strike out and throw your bat up in the air like that. You can't do it. It's you can't allow that. So maybe a suspension shouldn't happen. Maybe there should be like a yellow card, red card. I don't know. Everybody knows you can't do that, though. Ole Miss the only 2-seed to win a regional. Is that true? I'll have to go look. We have been out of pocket until this game started today. We watched USA Soccer. We went to a golf simulator for a couple hours. And then we watched the USA Soccer game. So I have not watched any other baseball today. I had Mississippi State up on my laptop for a little while, and then that became, you know, a waste of time because they beat the heck out of Louisiana. But that's all the baseball I've watched today. I have not kept up with it at all other than this game. Are you crazy? Is it a new camera? It is a new camera, and it's too sharp. See, look, I can do this. But look at how sharp. I can do all kinds of crazy stuff with this thing. But, I mean, you guys want to see a lot of me? Look at that. And nobody wants to see that, right? It's much sharper, but it's too sharp. I don't like it. So, no, I love it. It's a great camera. But, yeah. Hats off to Five. Hey, if you're going to criticize, and it's been warranted. What did I just do? Hold on. There we go. Okay. If you're going to criticize when it's warranted, and it has been a lot, it has, you also need to praise when warranted. There was the, I still hate the furnace decision. I hate that. Hate. But other than that, I mean, there was the challenge issue. That was a problem. I think you gave up two runs by mismanaging challenges today. But, we're nitpicking here. No, it was... Yeah. Team finds a way to win games in the most stress-inducing way possible. I'm very poor for my health. Yeah. Give us a Dusty Rhodes impression. Oh, you're going to hate me for this. You're going to hate me for this. I couldn't tell you really. I mean, I've seen the name. I don't know who Dusty Rhodes is. I don't know who that is. Can't be lost that they ended the regional without having to bring back Hooks or have Calhoun do more than come in and close out that game earlier. Need those fully rested going into the Supers. Absolutely. Hope Painel will be healthy for the Supers. Yeah, they pointed that out on the broadcast. Looks like his... I mean, they kept saying his hamstring was a little messed up. I will reach out to Ole Miss, see if Coach is willing to come on. He comes on every regular season weekend and then before the regional. So hopefully he will do that again. I don't know what their travel is going to be like. And honestly, after a weekend like this, he may just not want to, you know, take time out of his day to step out of his office to talk to me for a while. So maybe I'll ask for Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. We'll see. We shall see. Here's the problem, guys. In 2 weeks, we'll be out of town. First week of Omaha. I will bring a microphone, though. And doesn't that start on Saturday? I think so. That might be an issue, but we'll deal with that. We'll deal with that later. That panel catch was nuts. Oh my God. I mean, save the game. Save the game. It's the third night you've stayed up to watch Ole Miss baseball finally drain. It was 1:30, and then what was it, right at midnight when they announced that it was over, and now it's 11:24. Long weekend for those of us that like our sleep, but yeah. Rebs shouldn't be considered hot until they can get and keep the bats going. Yeah. Want to host next weekend? Oh my gosh. I mean, that would be, it's been a long time. Yeah, 17 years. My goodness. Been a long, long time. More chaos in the college baseball tournament than basketball? Yes, there is. You say, I'm the fairest of them all, so straight-laced and by the rules. Want to disagree all the time, but I can't. I want you guys to disagree with me sometimes, though. Don't force yourself not to. I mean, I'm certainly not anywhere close to being right all the time. I just kind of talk and hope that, you know, things go well. You say you missed the bat flip or missed it. Who bat flipped a strikeout? So Arizona State's best hitter, Landon Harrison, he hits 400. He's got an OPS of almost 1,400, 81 RBIs, 28 home runs, elite level player. He struck out in the Nebraska game earlier today, and he was mad at the call and threw his bat up in the air. And he got ejected from the game because that's what happens when you do that. And the ejection comes with a suspension for the next game. So he missed tonight. He could have been the difference tonight. When you strike out, don't throw your bat up in the air. And it wasn't like a little, like, you know, just like a, eh. No, it flung it up in the air. Can't do it. Especially happy for Furness and Judd. They have been through it. Oh, they most certainly have. Had no faith. Austin with the super chat. Thank you, man. Really appreciate you. Had no faith when it went to extras. Glad you're wrong. Pano made a believer out of you tonight. Much love from you and your fiance. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Tell her I said hello. And hope you guys are enjoying this night the way that you should, that you deserve. The Texas Tech UCLA softball game was electric. I will take your word for it. I didn't watch golf today, even. That's how you know we were distracted. Because I didn't watch any golf today. And Russell Henley wins in, birdied the last three and then won in a playoff. I didn't see it. I watched us beat the heck out of Senegal. And it was 3-2, but we were significantly better than them. And they're really good. Like, top 10 team, best team in Africa, and we outclassed them today. And now I'm so excited for the World Cup, I really like can't contain myself, and I don't like that. I don't like that I'm fully invested and bought in, back in. I'm sold. I don't like that, but here I am. Insane ending, go Rebs. Yeah, they were the only two seed left. How about that? Do yourself a favor and go back and find the highlights of Bama's regional win and West Virginia's crazy comeback against Kentucky. So Alabama did win their regional. I saw that their crowd was horrendous, and their coach last night was talking about how horrendous the crowd was, and they did not respond in kind to what he was asking for. That's tough. That is tough. UCLA also got walked off. I did see that. Dom Decker, the savior of Oxford tonight. Federico was also safe at home. Federico was safe. But if you're not going to overturn that one, I don't know how they overturn the other one. Well, what's the score? They won. Who cares? It was 5-4 in extras. Why are you being so aggressive, Taylor? I said at the beginning, you don't have to cuss like that at us, man. What's wrong with you? Chill. It's 11:30 on a Sunday night. Relax, man. 5-4 in 11 innings, Ole Miss won. Would you give Ole Miss or State the better shot to make Omaha if Ole Miss draws Auburn? Ole Miss. I would. State looked good this weekend, though. Haven't been as locked into baseball as you were this weekend in a long time, but you're glued to every game. Who gets to start Friday? Hunter Elliott's going to start on Friday. With the bat flip thing, if you don't throw him out, it sets the precedent. If they didn't, I tell my guys to throw the bat in the air every time they strike out after that. Exactly. You have to. If it's a rule, you have to. I mean, you have to. When he, you can't. Anyway, I've talked too much about that. So if Milwaukee comes back to win again, are you firing up the stream at 2 a.m. to say Ole Miss is hosting? No, I'm not. Hold on. Are they playing right now? I thought they were going to finish out tomorrow. I'm dumb. Let's see. Okay, so Auburn's got a 5-1 lead in the fourth as of right now. So for those of you listening, how about this? Little Rock's leading Jacksonville State right now. So yeah, when I get done, I guess I'll put on the Auburn game, but they are at the present in control. Really good sports day all around, competitive with March Madness weekend, I think. Yeah, I mean, I know you guys, I'm obsessed with the United States national team. I love them. So that might not be on your radar, but between the Women's College World Series, regionals, again, the golf was good today. United States soccer was out there. You had a NASCAR race. But there was a lot, man. There was a lot. Arkansas also got punked by Kansas. Kansas is good. Kansas is good. Do they host if Auburn loses? Auburn's got to lose. Not going to lie, don't know if you roll Hunter Elliott out there game one next week. I mean, here's my counterpoint is, it's not like there's a loser's bracket in a super regional. Hunter's either going to pitch in game one and game two or game two. He's going to pitch in one of those. I mean, maybe you look at the matchups depending on opponent, but no, Hunter Elliott's going to start in game one in a super regional. Who's the fourth starter if this team gets to Omaha and it's needed? Oh, gosh, I have no idea. Not a clue. I mean, ideally, maybe you would try to start Libert. No idea. Little Rock wins the Hattiesburg regional. How about that? So it went final? Yeah, it just went final. Unbelievable. Really cool. Text your Gator buddy up an image of Troy up 16-8. Oh, I mean the movie Troy. You could just send gifs of Brad Pitt all night if you want to. Okay, so they're all done except for Auburn, huh? So Little Rock just going final ended all the games for today. What is on the schedule for tomorrow? Okay, they have D1 hasn't updated it yet. Little Rock has come a long way from being an RPI bomb. They were back in 22, no kidding. Don't forget Game 7. Yes, exactly. Gosh, I can't believe I didn't mention that. Game 7 as well, Spurs-Thunder. That's a heck of a sports weekend. Auburn is in a winner-take-all tonight. I don't believe that's accurate, are they? They've got to beat Milwaukee twice because they had to beat UCF earlier today, and then they have to beat Milwaukee tonight, and then they have to turn around and beat Milwaukee tomorrow if they beat Milwaukee tonight. Auburn is not in a winner take all today. So Wimby saved humanity. Humanity won last night. I mean, I don't know if you guys have picked this up about me or not. I'm a big market hater. I don't like the Lakers. I mean, because I think sports media gravitates towards big markets and like places like New Orleans get the shaft. And that also applies in a way to Mississippi as well. You've got college football media, college sports media that gravitates towards the big brands that they grew up on, that they love, that won when they were kids. And so therefore those big brands have to be the brands forever. And if you upset the apple cart, you don't belong and all that kind of stuff. So I've grown to despise, and it's not, I guess it's not their fault, but I've grown to despise the big market teams or the big brand teams, mostly because of the way they're covered and the way they're treated. So I hate the Knicks. Not for any reason, really. I mean, they got Alvarado, and I love Jose, but I hate the Knicks, and I want them to lose. And it's not like San Antonio is a small market. San Antonio is huge now. But I hate the Knicks, and I want them to lose, and I want them to lose badly. So this weekend has you wondering if the Brewers AA Biloxi team put on the Milwaukee jerseys. It's still unbelievable what they were versus what they did in the first two games of this regional anyway. What channel is that on, by the way? I'll have to find it when we're done. Auburn has 5 runs on 3 hits. I've not, again, not watched a pitch. I have no idea what's happening in that game. But anyway, what a night, guys. I mean, just especially when you looked at Carlone and what he was going to, the challenge that he was going to present Ole Miss in game one of this thing, to where they are now, it's just a hell of a weekend. And when you pitch it the way they pitch it, that they have always got a chance. No matter who they're playing, no matter what they draw, if it's Auburn at Auburn, they've got a chance. If it's Milwaukee, well, then you love, and I mean love, that matchup. But the Knicks have been in purgatory since 1972. Don't care. The way they're not covered that way. They're not covered that way at all. I'm anti-big market. I always will be. I always will be. I will defend the small markets and the small brands however I need to. Well, hey, look. We'll wrap right there. How about that? Go enjoy your night. Go celebrate. Don't listen to me anymore. Don't watch any movie. You don't need to hear me yap. It's not like I know what I'm talking about anyway. You guys go celebrate the win. You're going to sleep great tonight, and we'll be back on Tuesday. We'll talk about the matchup. Again, Pete Golding's 3 pickups this weekend. We'll have to talk about those. I might sit down and record something tomorrow, but if not, we'll definitely talk about that on Tuesday as well, because it was a really good weekend in football recruiting also. So I really appreciate you guys being here. But yeah, Ole Miss off to the Super Regional. That's enjoy that. It's been too long. 4 years is a long time. I'll see you guys on the next one. See you Tuesday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.